Erev Shabbos, Parshas Yisro. We have the highlight of the Jewish people's existence. We have the Maimed Har Sinai. The Pasuk tells us the Jews are at Har Sinai, Vayisyatzvu Besachtis Ahar. Literally, the Jews are standing underneath the mountain. That leads the Gemara in Shabbos Peches to tell us that Hashem picked up the mountain, picked up Har Sinai, held it over the heads of the Jews, as a like a barrel, in mekabum as a Torah mutav, if you accept the Torah good, and if not, sham tehei kvurashem, there I will bury you. That's the Gemara Shabbos Peches, kofa aleihem har kegigis, Hashem held the mountain over their heads. Now, Rav Shimon Schwab, in his Sefer on Parsha Mayam Beis HaShoeva, has a very beautiful explanation. Before we get into the explanation, let's continue with the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, since the Jews were forced to accept the Torah at Har Sinai, now how that works with Nasa Venishma is already discussed by Tosos and other Mepharshim, that we're not going to get into that. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov tells us, but wait a second, if the Jews accepted the Torah by force, it was coercion, so Moda Rabba L'Raisa, so then when they stopped keeping Torah, they have an excuse. They never wanted to accept it in the first place. They were forced. Amar Rabba Afa Pichin, even though they were forced at Har Sinai, Hadar Kiblua Bimeach HaShverosh, they subsequently accepted the Torah during the times of Achashverosh, as the Pasuk says, Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim, Kimu Ma SheKiblu Kvar, that which they already accepted Har Sinai, they now solidified after the miracle of Purim. And Rav Schwab explains that the coercion over here does not have to be understood as a physical coercion, but rather an intellectual coercion. That means the Jews left Har Sinai. The Jews left Yetzias Mitzrayim. 10 plagues, Kriyas Yamsuf, Har Sinai. They had perfect clarity. They saw the truth. They reached the highest level a human being can reach in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They ki'ilu saw Hashem, even though Hashem is not physical, he can't be seen, but they experienced Hashem with such a perfect clarity. So how could they not accept the Torah? Of course they have to accept the Torah. It was an intellectual coercion because they had such clarity. They had no choice but to accept the Torah. And what the Gemara is saying, okay, but when the Jews go into Galus and things get foggy and murky and there's Hester Panim and there's no clarity and you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every nook and cranny, so that's when the Jews have an excuse. We accepted the Torah when things are clear. We accepted the Torah when we have Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, we have Nevuah when things are clear. But we go into Galus and things are foggy and things are murky, that's where we did not accept the Torah, and that would be an excuse for the Jewish people's lack of observance, to which Rava responds, yes, but then at the times of Achashverosh, during Megillas Esther, where Hashem's name never appears, there's Hester Panim, Hashem is hidden, and through the fog, and through the darkness, and through the murky waters, they're able to see the Yad Hashem, and able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation. Every single part of the Purim story is Hashem behind the scenes pulling the strings. So that is the Kabbalah's HaTorah that is binding upon us forever, even in the Golos, even when things are foggy, and even when things are murky. When we go to Yeshiva, we have a clarity. We're surrounded by the Sfarim. We're surrounded by the Rebbeim. We might be facing Mokom HaMikdash, and we have a clarity in Yeshiva that we certainly did not have in high school. And a clarity that we're not going to necessarily continue to have as we move on in life, as we go off to school and we go off to work. And we have to take that clarity that we have in Yeshiva and put it into our reservoir so that when we later on in life, when we don't have that clarity and things are not so clear to us, we can dig into that reservoir and draw those waters of clarity, the clarity that we had. And in general, throughout life, there are times where things are more clear to us and times that things are less clear. And we have to put that clarity in a reservoir so that we can tap into it and we can use it when we need to, when things are not so clear to us. May we always have the clarity of the chosenness of Klal Yisrael and the importance of keeping Torah and mitzvos.